the illness, depression and mania, they're minefields. If you're fortunate, you walk around the mine. If you're unfortunate, you step on it.
It's Essential Pittsburgh. I'm Paul Guggenheimer. Each year, more than 42,000 Americans die by suicide. It's become the 10th leading cause of death in the United States. Those left behind struggle to understand and talk about the incident. One person hoping to reduce some of the stigma is our next guest, Kathy Leichter. She is a documentary filmmaker and former WQED associate producer. She's in town today to screen her award-winning film, Here One Day, about her journey revisiting her mother's belongings after her suicide. The screening is presented by J-Film and Real Abilities at Rodef Shalom, and afterward, she'll host a community discussion about mental health and suicide. She joins us now from New York to tell us about Here One Day. Kathy Leichter, welcome to Essential Pittsburgh.
Thanks, Paul. Happy to be here.
Can you describe Here One Day for us and why you chose to make this film?
Sure. Here One Day is the story of my family. It's a personal look at how mental illness and behavioral challenges impact a family. And it's a portrait of my mom, and in many ways a tribute to my mom and what an amazing person she was. She also, you know, struggled with bipolar disorder as a diagnosis for over 20 years. And, you know, as all of these challenges do in families, it affected all of us. And so the film is really a look at how our family was impacted, our relationships, who my mom was, and what it was like to lose her to suicide in 1995 when I was 28. And really how our family coped with that and survived. And I might even dare say came to thrive in the aftermath.
How stigmatized is mental illness and suicide in our society?
I would say it's very stigmatized. I would say, as I've been traveling the country showing this film for the last 2 years, I have been amazed at how many people flock to my screenings to have the opportunity to not only see a story like this on the big screen, and to see a lot of their experiences reflected in the film. You know, whether they have a family member who suffers, whether they know someone who died by suicide, whether they attempted themselves, whether they suffer themselves with some of these challenges. People come to the screenings and sit and watch the film and absorb and emote and relate. And afterwards, we create space because the movie just does that. It's a piece of art. It's a beautiful story, and that creates space for people to talk about their own experiences, ask questions, learn, get information about mental health resources in the community. And people really want that. That's the point, is that because of the stigma, because there isn't room in our culture to really talk about these things, whatever kind of, you know, mental health challenges you have and or suicide, we're afraid, I think, still to talk about those things. And I'm pleased to see that there are more conversations and articles in the media and on radio about these things. But I honestly feel like there needs to be a lot more. We need to be able to tell people it's good to share our stories, because you know what happens when we share our stories? We feel less alone. It's like any kind of stigmatization or prejudice or bias that keeps us quiet. We feel like we're the only ones. But in fact, these experiences are human experiences. And, you know, as the statistics show, these are all too common experiences. And yet, because of the stigma, people feel ashamed, guilty, to blame. There should be something they should do. We felt that in my family. Isn't there something we can do? Isn't there something my mom can do? Couldn't she be doing this differently? We should be doing this differently. I mean, parents feel that about anything. But, you know, there was stigma everywhere, and when you have that, people don't realize that they are, in fact, are not alone. Their experiences are common, and this is something we can do, whether it's to seek help on an individual level or to change policy. I mean, part of that stigma keeps us quiet, keeps us feeling separate, and then keeps us from really working towards changing public policy around mental health treatment, education, and research.
Is part of the process of dealing with this for people like yourself, because you've been through it, handling the guilt that one is inevitably going to feel in the aftermath of someone close to them dying by suicide, because however irrational it may be, you're going to, at some point in the process, blame yourself or think that I could have done more, and therefore you're carrying this guilt with you.
Absolutely. I've met so many people who carry that guilt. We carried it in different ways in our family. I kind of think about guilt in a variety of ways, but I also think that guilt may also be a way to feel anger without being able to feel it as anger. I mean, I think guilt is a very complicated emotion, and I think that's also the fact that many survivors feel so guilty is also a clue to the stigma. To feel like there was something we could have done, I should have done more. You know, I don't know whether we feel that when someone's suffering from a physical illness. And granted, those are different experiences, but there is something about a mental illness and a mental health challenge where people feel like, oh, I should have been able to save this person. I should have been able, if I had only done X, Y, and Z. And it puts the onus again on the individual, where I would like to turn it around and say, well, what could society have done differently? You know, what could have our mental health care system done differently? How can we support these individuals and these families better along the way so it doesn't get to that point?
Is anger a part of the conversation too? Because I would imagine that part of what you're going to feel in the wake of someone in your family dying by suicide is anger at them for doing it, and have us carry this burden, not only of guilt, but of extreme sorrow and perhaps shame.
Yeah, I think I'll speak from the personal, because that's where I feel the most comfortable. I think everybody experiences these losses differently. But I will say for myself, I was 28 when my mother took her life, and it was a real process of grieving. It's been a real process of grieving, and still is, which I'm fine with. But, you know, coming to the rage and being able to feel some of it, I think is very important. I think it's one of the many emotions we go through in the grieving process. And I think sometimes, because the person was clearly suffering so much, sometimes we feel like we're not allowed to feel the anger. And I think that was very true for me as a daughter with my mother, who had been so emotionally fragile. It was very hard for me to feel angry at her afterwards. But, I think in some ways, the film was a way for me to approach some of that anger. And in fact, there was a great scene that is not in Here One Day, but it's now turned up in another documentary by my cinematographer. But there was a scene where I end up throwing my mother's boxes, all her things, you know, her poetry, her journals, many of which I go through in the film, my family goes through, I end up throwing them across the room and screaming, I don't want this. I don't want this. I don't want this anymore. And as a filmmaker, sometimes some of your favorite scenes don't make it into the final piece. But that footage really represents to me some of the rage I was feeling. And I think it's good and it's okay to feel that. It's not a place to stay. You know, I don't think we want to stay in that angry place. And I certainly haven't. I think I also, through the film, gained an understanding of my mom's suffering and her pain. And I think that helped to move me out of the angry place into a place of compassion. I can't fully say understanding, because I've never felt the way she did, but I have a lot of compassion for her. And I don't feel angry in the same way anymore.
What are some of the fears that you feel, particularly as they relate to your children, and the concern that you might have that the children of parents with bipolar disorder or mental illnesses might inherit some of that?
Yeah, I mentioned that worry in my film, that I don't worry so much about myself having bipolar, certainly at this point. I'm almost 50, but I do worry about my children. I have two sons, and now one of them is 14 and one of them is 11. And I'm watching them. I'm watching for signs. I've become very well educated in what are some early signs. My son is heading into a period of being at higher risk for suicide as he gets, you know, into his teenage years and early 20s. And so I'm paying a lot of attention to it, and that helps this year somewhat. We're trying to speak openly about it in the house and talk about what Grandma Nina experienced. And I think we're trying to be open about these experiences. Some of that closeting and that taboo and that stigma, I think, makes it harder for young people, if they are suffering, to say something and to try to get help. So that helps with the fear. And I also have to continue to do my own emotional work and, you know, to recognize what is quote-unquote rational fear and what might be irrational fear, you know. And if my child throws a tantrum, that's not bipolar. That's just my son having some strong feelings. So really trying to stay personally aware and also get support for myself. I think that's very important, and it's always a message I try to give to family members of individuals who are suffering or friends. Just to, if you're the caregiver or one of the caregivers, to remember to get support for yourself.
It's Essential Pittsburgh. I'm Paul Guggenheimer. My guest is Kathy Leichter. She is a New York-based filmmaker. Her documentary, Here One Day, chronicles her experiences years after her mother's suicide. She's in Pittsburgh tonight screening the film as part of J Film and Real Abilities at Rodef Shalom in Oakland. And Kathy, did the process of making this film alter your perspective of your own life or the lives of those around you in any way?
Absolutely. When I started making Here One Day, it was 9 years after my mother's death, and I was still very powerfully gripped by the loss of her and by her presence in my life. And I didn't know it at the time, but I created the process and chose to make this film in order to release myself from some of that grip. Making Here One Day really allowed me to grieve in a different way. I still had these other layers that I really had to get to. And the film helped me to do that. You know, the film created all this space for me to have conversations with my family that I had never had before. And now, screening the film and speaking openly about my family's experience has really, I can't say fully liberated me. I don't think liberation is quite the right word, but it's transformed me.
You typically host a community discussion after the screening. What do you hear from audience members? What do you talk about?
At every screening, I'm amazed at what I hear. It's always different, and yet sometimes there are similar themes. I hear a lot of personal stories, people's own experiences, whether it's losing someone to suicide, attempting suicide, seeking help, a family member, what should I do? People ask questions often. And so, you know, people really connect to the film personally. But I also always work with mental health organizations locally. Wherever I screen the film, they can connect to the community organizations in the room and hear about support groups and hear about meetings, forums, places where they can seek help, or college students can just hear the hours of psych services so that they know when and where to go to find support.
Kathy Leichter is a New York-based filmmaker. Her documentary, Here One Day, chronicles her experiences 16 years after her mother's suicide. She'll be in Pittsburgh tonight screening the film as part of J Film and Real Abilities at Rodef Shalom in Oakland. Kathy Leichter, thank you so much for joining us on Essential Pittsburgh.
Thank you.
More Essential Pittsburgh coming up. This is 90.5 WESA.